Right. Tonight, the seven party leaders will battle it out on stage and live on TV. David Cameron, Ed Miliband, Nick Clegg. They'll be joined by the UKIP leader, the Greens, the Scottish, the Welsh Nationalists. No party from Northern Ireland will be represented. We are excluded. Kevin McGuire, the associate editor of the Mirror newspaper, with us this morning. Morning to you. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Seven-way TV debate.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Will this seven-way TV debate work, Kevin?
We'll see tonight. I think it's going to be very chaotic because there are so many people involved. It could be very unruly. The moderator, ITV's Julie Etchingham, will have her work cut out. It's structured early on to stop it being too much of a row, with everybody getting to make a statement, four prepared questions. There'll be a stopwatch. But of course, everyone will be trying to score points off everyone. It'll be very hard to see a clear winner emerging because the field is so big.
Yeah, Eamon Holmes tweeted, Kevin, it's a row that's been ongoing here for a while, and Eamon Holmes tweeted, this debate tonight, it's hard to stomach that the rest of the UK is represented, but not Northern Ireland. At least we have MPs, he says.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake that Northern Ireland isn't included. I think the broadcasters have made a dog's dinner of the entire debate series. Gave David Cameron a way of wriggling out to, of course, from Ed Miliband. But the reason they say Northern Ireland isn't represented, and I think it's unfair, is Plaid Cymru and the Scottish National Party are the only national parties in Wales and Scotland, respectively. While in Northern Ireland, of course, as well as the Democratic Unionists, you have Sinn Féin, you have the SDLP, and the Alliance. But I think it is a mistake, particularly when you think the general election result, because it's going to be close, because the polls say no party will get an outright majority, because it could be in a position where no two parties coming together could get a majority in Parliament. The result in Northern Ireland in this election counts much more now in a UK-wide context than it has for many, many elections. So it's ridiculous that voters elsewhere will not be able to see politicians from Northern Ireland up against those from Great Britain. So you can make up your mind.
What does it say about the broadcasters of how they view Northern Ireland?
Well, I think Northern Ireland is seen as somewhere separate, less integral, it's got to be said, to the United Kingdom than Wales and Northern Ireland. Of course, all our passports talk about Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and I think the broadcasters haven't caught on, they haven't moved it. Once they invited Plaid Cymru and the SNP, and it wasn't just parties standing in more than one country in the four countries of the United Kingdom, of course the Democratic Unionists should have been invited. And in my view, so should Sinn Féin and the SDLP. Put them all together, a big group, and you could whittle them down to narrower debates later on. They've made a mistake, but of course it's partly the broadcasters and it's partly the other political parties, because I know David Cameron late on began calling for the Democratic Unionists to be included. That was one, because he thinks he may need their vote after the election, but secondly, he also wanted as big a field as possible, so everybody individually speaks as little as possible, and he wanted to dilute, not himself, but Ed Miliband.
Who's got most to lose tonight, Kevin? Miliband or Cameron?
Yeah, it's very hard to say. It's one of those two. I think in a way, David Cameron, the way the lots have been drawn, gets the final word. I think he's in the best position. He's also standing out on the right as we speak. He will try and look above the fray and say, look, these are the six. It's all chaos and confusion. It's them v me. Ed Miliband smack bang in the middle. He could look as if he's in this great babble of voices. So it's very much harder for him to make his point. So I think it's probably Miliband who has more to lose tonight. But you know, all the contestants there, because it's going to be like a game show, all the contestants will be thinking, well, who should I attack? Who will I go at? And for instance, just standing to the left of David Cameron as we look will be Nicola Sturgeon of the SNP. Now, of course, her primary target will be Ed Miliband and Labour, because it's Labour votes in Scotland. She has to win. But she's got to define herself against David Cameron. So she'll be aiming for Miliband, but she'll also be firing at Cameron.
Here's Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, first of all, I think it's terrible. People in Northern Ireland pay their licence fee the same as any other part of the United Kingdom. Now, why was it that they couldn't have the representative from the largest party on? at least Northern Ireland would have been recognised.
That's the DUP you're talking about.
Yeah, no matter what party.
They say it's outrageous that they've been excluded. The DUP were threatening legal action and all that kind of malarkey, but of course they didn't go through with it, did they?
Them with legal action, so would
yeah, but the DUP, but Jim,
no other word for it.
Jim, the DUP threatened legal action. It's one thing to threaten it, they didn't go through with it. So why didn't they go through with their legal action threat?
Well, perhaps the money caused they didn't have enough money. So then, but if we could say one other thing about the BBC, the BBC is the only business I know where they don't have to earn their money.
What do you mean?
Well, you take it, if you're self-employed, say for example you own a shop, on a Monday morning when you turn the key to open the door, you know there's X number of pounds you have to find that week
yes.
to pay your expenses.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now the BBC doesn't have to have worries of where the money's coming from because it's granted from the taxpayer's licence fee. So I think it's about time that the government looked into it and said, no, 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 we will only give you half of the licence fee and the other half you have to get it on the open market.
This place,
that way they might buck their ideas up.
But Jim,
some of the money they're spending is ridiculous.
Jim, this place ties itself up in knots over bucking up its ideas. Like
yeah.
it really, I can tell you this now, to the point where it drives me mad sometimes.
Well, I must say, it was a good show yesterday morning. You were only on the air about 5 minutes when I realised that it was an April Fool's Day.
The wind-up?
Yeah, because you made three mistakes on it, but...
what mistake did I make?
That's a very, very good. But, Stephen, can I say honestly, the only thing about it is a lot of people rang in and were very, very annoyed. Are you listening?
Yes.
Which proves the point. No matter how good you are, you can be done without.
Oh, listen, I know that.
You know
look,
what I mean? Like,
listen, the BBC will get rid of me. The BBC will get rid of me yesterday. I'm under no illusions whatsoever. Don't you worry about that.
Well, I'll get you a wee job then.
I wait for the day when they'll come and they'll wrap the door. Hello, Stephen. Cheerio. That's
well,
where it'll go, Jim.
For taking this call. But
thank
I'm
you.
Very, very annoyed.
But don't you be mistaken. Listen, because I'm quite vocal about the BBC and all its faults and all its failures and all its success as well, Jim. And I can tell you right now, I'm 100% sure that you're 100% wrong. When you talk about this organisation thinking, look, it gets its money and that's it, it does somersaults to try to earn the respect of the public, Jim. I'm telling you it does.
Well, paying the big money for so many hours a year a certain person, I don't think that's very economical.
Jeremy Clarkson.
But well, no, not Clarkson. No. But listen, I have to go.
Bye bye, Jim. Here's Rob in Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, good morning to you. You sounded a bit better this morning. If you get over that flu,
I'm just about over it. You killed me.
You're good at an old moan. You had a bit of a man flu. But I want to come back to the point that you made there about the TV leaders debate. And I think it's absolutely scandalous that Northern Ireland is the only jurisdiction that's not involved in this critical and important debate. Now, the DUP, all throughout their electioneering and the beginning of it...
Remember, it's not just the DUP being excluded.
Well, I'm just trying
so Sinn Féin are being excluded, also Unionists, Alliance, no, SDLP, they all want in there and none of them are allowed in.
I'm trying to make a point. They are the biggest party in terms of Northern Ireland representation.
And the Viet MPs.
And they've stated that they're going to play a major part in forming the next government, potentially. But yet we can't even have the influence, never mind of forming the next government. But I've been involved in a critical and crucial debate. So, you know, you have to draw comparisons to that.
But do you not think 12 parties on that platform tonight would be ridiculous?
I do. But in one sense, I do. But I think there has to be equality across the board. I think that debate particularly is for the English voters, in my view. I think that there should be on Scottish TV a debate between the Scottish parties, on Welsh TV a debate between the Welsh parties, and I think BBC Northern Ireland should create a platform for the five parties all the parties stand within the election.
And do you remember, Rob, that BBC suit that I had on here a couple of weeks ago, some head of political, whatever he was, right?
Uh-huh.
And basically he was saying that the Northern Ireland parties would be fairly represented elsewhere. Do you know what I'm just thinking? The BBC still, to my knowledge, have not announced what channel, where, when.
That's correct.
How come? I must push them on that. We'll get in touch with the BBC now.
But Stephen, do you not believe, you know, Northern Ireland parties, if you in England, no, let's be honest, people in England aren't interested in what the politics in Northern Ireland is. You know, they're very central, and they're central issues to this country. And I think that the BBC needs to create a platform for Robinson, McGuinness, and the other party leaders, Nesbitt and so on and so forth, to sit down and have a central debate. Because you know what? A lot of the electorate don't actually know what they stand for. They use broad-term issues, but they don't go into specifics, and what? That's what needs to happen.
And why, Rob, have the BBC not told us when and where Northern Ireland is going to be represented? Well, when are they going to get round to doing that for us?
As the biggest show in the country, and as somebody who you know, would be quite investigative in bringing issues to the front, I would encourage you to go and ask those specific questions and feed that back to us.
Well, listen, we're ready on to the BBC press office.
Look forward to hearing from their response.
We're on to them right now. I want to know before 10:30 today, when is the Northern Ireland debate?
Well, let's have it. You know, let's have it. But I think it is incumbent on all the political parties to not use broad-term issues, sticking to the old narrative of green and orange, and get down to their policy decisions and let the electorate know what they stand for, and for people to move away from the narrative of green and orange.
What do you think it says about Northern Ireland that we have been excluded from this debate? What does it say about the BBC?
I think it says what it always says, that we are a pain in the backside of the British government. They don't want to know us.
Of course, it's not the government decided who would be in the debate. No, it was the broadcasters.
I understand that, but if you look at the broader context of things, you know, we are a thorn in their side. And, you know, I just don't think they take us seriously enough in terms of putting on this debate. They don't think that we have, you know, we're not influential enough to be on that platform. Yet you can put little small parties with smaller representation than the likes of the DUP into that debate. It doesn't make logical sense to me, Stephen.
Here's Raymond and Alan McGee. Thank you, Rob. Morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Well, I was just saying to your the man that took the
my little helper
telephone call.
Yeah, my little helper.
Yeah, I was just saying to him that surely this is against the law. This is discrimination, because Isher's Bakery was brought up for discrimination. Why are the BBC brought up for discrimination?
Well, it's not illegal.
Hmm?
It's not illegal. You can use whatever descriptor you like, but it's certainly not illegal. Raymond, thank you. Alex in Lisburn. No, morning, Alex.
No, I just think, Stephen, that it's understandable. I don't think it would have been practical if you'd had to have the Ulster Unionists, the SDLP, the Alliance Party, and Sinn Féin. It would have been too big a panel. But I think the whole thing was handled badly by the BBC, because it gave the impression to the Northern Ireland voter that the only party that mattered was the DUP. Whereas if you look at the figures in South Antrim and Upper Bann, they're by no means... The sitting DUP MPs are by no means unbeatable. That's not the impression it gave. I think the DUP worked at their advantage to an extent, and the BBC played into their hands in that respect. You know, the BBC tried to be very fair at election time, but I think at this time they unwittingly gave the DUP an advantage.
And Vincent in Belfast. Morning, Vincent. What? Thank you, Alex. Morning, Vincent.
Hi, Stephen. All right. Stephen, this is no dig at you. Other presenters, because I mean, you do do a good job, but I think, you know, your show in particular, it's probably about 80% dependent on the politicians here. I don't know if you would agree with that or not.
We certainly do a lot of politics. Yeah, we do a lot of politics.
Well, I think as I said, it's no dig at you, because you do a great job and I think your show's fantastic, but I think the politicians here should sort of maybe do some sort of protest at the BBC and not go on any of your programmes. Just the because I'm sure your listenership and a lot of the programmes would go down a bit, because what's happening to them, I think, is a disgrace. You know, we should have at least the main Nationalist Party and the main Unionist Party over there debating along with the other ones. You know, as your previous caller said, it's just not fair to what's happening, you know.
Well, remember that when politicians come on a local show like mine, remember, Vincent, what that's about. They're not doing me a favour. They're making themselves accountable and accessible to the people who vote for them, people like you. So
I agree, you know, with Stephen, but they have also made your show very, very popular, and other ones as well. You know, because I dare say there's a lot of people tune in to listen to what the politicians are saying. All right, they do need a point, and they get the point across. But the BBC depend on them as well for your show and others as well, you know.
Hmm.
And I think we should sort of maybe just protest a wee bit against you, just to let them see where...
What do you mean protest? What have I done?
It's not against you.
I haven't done it. It's brilliant the way I get the blame, even if I'm not involved.
It's not your fault. I told you that. It's the BBC.
That man that came on here representing the BBC, who had excluded, who had taken the decision to exclude the politicians. I pushed him as hard as I pushed anyone else to explain himself. We are on to the BBC press office right now, asking them, where is this debate? What channel is the local debate on? We were promised by the BBC that the local political parties would have, quote, fair representation. Where is it? When is it? Why haven't we been told yet?
I agree with you, Stephen, but I think it's a disgrace, you know, that they're not getting their views across.
Okay, Vincent, thank you.
Maybe. Okay, Stephen, thanks.
Morning.